joining me right now on the KRDO News Radio hotline is ABC's Jason Nathanson. And good afternoon, Jason.
Good afternoon.
Well, a lot of controversy surrounding Dave Chappelle's new comedy special on Netflix, The Closer, that premiered on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's getting some controversy. Dave Chappelle, over the past few specials, has been making some jokes about the LGBTQ, particularly the trans community, that a lot of people have been unhappy with, and he seems to really not even double, to kind of quadruple down in this one. Almost the whole special is about that, and him telling stories and kind of telling his side and what his thoughts are on that, but there are thoughts that not everybody is happy with. And so he's taken some flack from specifically GLAAD, which tweeted that that Chappelle's brand is now ridiculing these marginalized communities and they don't stand for it. Others are calling for Netflix to actually remove the special completely, although we haven't heard anything from Netflix yet or Dave Chappelle in response to any of this.
Do you see Netflix actually removing the special from their streaming service?
Well, we're in early days here. The pressure really grows and mounts. This is one of the things Chappelle talks about in the special, is specifically black men who have lost parts of their livelihood because of comments they have made about these communities. He points to DaBaby, who made comments on stage earlier this year about AIDS and gay men, and he, you know, was at the top of the charts at the time, and he was pushed off a lot of radio stations, and he lost a lot of concert gigs. He talks about Kevin Hart, who was going to host the Oscars, and then some jokes he had made in the past were dug up, and then he was no longer hosting the Oscars. So this could be another one of those where Netflix says too much pressure and they take it off and kind of prove Dave Chappelle right, or it could go the other way. We'll see if they stand by him.
And there are people who are standing by Chappelle, including Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, Chance the Rapper is one of those who tweeted out in support of him saying, "I really hope you watched The Closer, and I hope you really listened. Dave Chappelle, the poet, the goat," and he says, "the human." Others standing by him as well. It's funny, though, that Chance the Rapper put that in a tweet. GLAAD put their comments in a tweet. A lot of people putting it in a tweet. And if you watch the special, Dave Chappelle basically says, "I don't believe Twitter exists." So it's not a place where he's looking at any of this right now.
Yes. Moving along here, the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die, hits theaters in just a few hours.
Yeah, it'll open for Thursday night previews tonight. Could set several opening weekend records. We'll see what happens. I think that's probably likely because we saw Venom last week, the Marvel movie, hit an opening weekend record for the pandemic at $90 million. The reviews on that were not great. The audience scores after seeing it were not great, but it still made a ton of money. This is actually a very good film. I think James Bond fans are going to be very happy. It's Daniel Craig's last James Bond film. It's the 25th James Bond film, so it's got a lot going for it. The only thing that's kind of working against it, and it has nothing to do with the quality of the film, but the timing of the film. It's 2 hours and 45 minutes, which is a long time for a lot of people. A lot of people, especially who haven't gone to the movies yet since the pandemic, kind of started to ease up. And also for a lot of people in communities like here in Los Angeles, where we still have to wear masks, wearing masks and watching a movie for 2 hours and 45 minutes is a long time.
Yes.
So we'll see if that has anything to do with it.
All right. Thank you, Jason, so much. And you have a fantastic weekend.
You too. Take care.